Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, we are now opening up a little bit further our tackle box. Today's topic that might be a little tough that we don't always get to hear about enough in church is marriage. A lot of you are married. A lot of you have been married. A lot of you still will be married. Some of you won't. But if wherever you are on that spectrum, today is a message all for you. Now, today I come before you as a married man. It's been about a month now, I think, right? So that makes me an expert. So up until then, I was just given theory out of books and as much as I could read about it. So now I've lived it, I can give you a pretty firsthand good experience so far. And it's been a pretty good month, I must say. So thank you for making that so. So today, marriage. How do we make sense of it? Well, first of all, as we heard from our Word of God today, we've heard from a variety of different things. We've heard right from the beginning, Genesis chapter 2, that God had made them male and female, man and woman, Adam and Eve. For a lot of us, we get stuck on that topic, that marriage is man and woman. That is a scriptural thing. In today's day and age, we can see it civically between anybody, and it's still legal. Today, in our Word of God, though, importance our roles and identity as male and female, and their roles in marriage, and how it's a good thing. But we're not going to get into that topic so much today. Like I said, I'm an expert, so I'm going to give you on what I normally do, a sneak peek on some marriage counseling, marriage coaching classes. We have a couple of our newlyweds that I have coached so far. They're still married, by the way, so again, we're doing well. As we've heard in our scripture lessons, especially from our second reading, Ephesians chapter 5. It's a topic all about marriage. One thing that we get stuck on is this word submit, right? We don't love to hear it because it makes us look like we're being pushed down, especially one or the other. As St. Paul tells us that it's not necessarily that sort of thing. Submitting just means that we're building up another person, not putting one down. We're building up both husbands and wives. So wives, build up to your husbands. Wives, do that. Husbands, do the same thing. And it tells you all about this vast mystery on how to do so. How husbands are called to cherish and love their wives, just like Jesus does the church. How are you doing on that, guys? Maybe I should ask the women out there, how are the guys doing on being like Jesus for you? By cherishing you, loving you, giving up everything they can just to make you special. If you're still questioning it, this might be a way to communicate to your special men out there. Let me see Jesus more out of you, because that's what God has called you for. And the same thing for men out there. Scripture tells us in this mystery of marriage, let each of you love his wife as himself, and let a wife see that she respects her husband. Husbands, how are you feeling? Do you feel respected by your wife or your family? If you do, great, because that is how you are filling God's model. If you're still looking for maybe more words of encouragement, communicate that to your wives and how best they could do that. Love and respect. That's the simplest thing we get down to the nitty-gritty of marriage. Love and respect. Notice they're two different words. That means we're not always equal. That's a good thing. Men and women are vastly different, and we all have vastly different needs. But if you could put it in a general sense, the deepest, darkest, lowest part of our whole body, the thing that we yearn for, women, you need love, and we are here to give it. That means to be made special all the time, like you're the only one that matters. Guys, if you can make a girl feel like that, you are being Jesus for them. That is our goal. Same way, the deepest, darkest, the most desire that men have, guess what, women? It's not just love. It's respect. That's why men love being in the military. We love having bosses, we love being bosses, we know hierarchy, we know levels of respect, and we yearn for it. And when we don't get it, guess what? It's going to be harder to give love. And guess what, women? If you aren't getting love, it's going to be hard to give respect, isn't it? And then we get into a vicious cycle where, guess what? Divorces happen. People separate. I have it going on in my own family. You probably have it in your own. You might even be a recent divorcee. Whether you are or not, we can see how this is an important, tough topic. Not just loving and respecting each other as God has called us, but how are we going to learn how to do that? So today, again, we're going to give you a little primer on what I like to do for our marriage coaching. Some of you might hear, might remember. Anybody raise your hand if you've ever heard the concept of the five love languages? Raise your hand long and tall. Great. Now I'm going to ask you another question. What is one of the so-called love languages? Anybody want to shout it out? What's one of them? What is it? Yes, dear. Yes, dear. That is certainly a language. That's a good framework to start from, but there's more. Yes. What's a love language out there? I love you. I love you? Okay, that's a language. That's words of affirmation. Yes. Women need to hear that, guys. I love you. And more than that, yes, dear, when she needs to hear that. But also for guys, this is not just a male and female. Guys need affirmation. That's actually my love language. I feed off of compliments. I can't get enough of them. Tell me, even though your sermon might be a little long, it was still good. Affirmation is so important. It might even be a big thing for especially a lot of men out there. So that's one of them. Anybody know a second love language? Acts of service. Acts of service. Now I'll fill you in. The second date my new wife and I went on, it was about a summer day. It was pretty hot out, and she didn't have an air conditioner in her apartment. I saw one in the corner just waiting to be unboxed, and her dad wasn't around to help her put it in, so I was like, I'm going to put this thing in for her. Not only because I want to be comfortable, but I think she should be too. That was an act of service. I think I won your heart by doing that. Acts of service, words of affirmation, a love language is physical touch, believe it or not, and not just the intimate kind. This is hugs, kisses, even sitting right next to somebody, not watching Netflix, but sitting next to each other, direct focused attention. Say that with me again. Direct focused attention. That means you're engaged with somebody's conversation. Quality time, like going on a picnic, sitting out on a lake, going on a boat, enjoying the gifts that God has given us. Sharing a time in worship is quality time. And you build up a love tank. That's three of them. What's another one? Gift giving. I love getting affirmation, but I love giving gifts. Hence, you can see a lot of the things going on in our children's messages. Gift giving and gift receiving is a quality love language. What's another one out there? We got words of affirmation, gift giving, physical touch, acts of service. What's another one? Do we know it? I don't know if you know it. Quality time. Quality time. So, I might have said already, quality time, acts of service, physical touch, words of affirmation, and gift giving. Do you remember all of them? Let me say them one more time. Acts of service, words of affirmation, gift giving, physical touch, and quality time. Those are important to remember. If you want to learn more, you can find out. Google it. There's books about it. The love, five love languages. This is what people say your grandma says when you're about to have a boyfriend or girlfriend or get married, or people in general. You got to have good communication, right? People love to say it. We don't have any idea what that means because women might be from Mars, men from Venus, or vice versa. The five love languages are an easy way for you today, whether you're married or not, or you're looking to be married sometime down the road, or if you have been married and maybe you loved and lost, you can still build up these five love languages for another couple, for you as a couple, or for you that has family members as a couple. Because guess what? We do them all for each other. These are not just love languages to share with a special person, but each person. And when you do that, guess what? You go back to showing love and respect to your loved ones. And when we do that, we act just like Jesus. And we become a reflection of the love that God has given us. So much so that we go back to our Genesis reading. That Adam had all the animals in the world to be his friends. They weren't good enough for him. So God made a helper for him. Takes a rib from his side and forms from his side Eve. And when Adam sees her, he's like, this is it. This is finally my person. Bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. And she will be called woman. She's out of man. Guess what? Jesus did that for you. When Jesus died on the cross, they thrust a Roman spear into his side, and from his side became water and blood, from which we celebrate the church in baptism and the Lord's Supper. And from his side, God made the church so that when he sees you, he calls you Christian because you were taken out of Christ. In church, we see a model of love from our Savior. But also in marriage, we see a model of Jesus and his love for all of us. So when you communicate, communicate not just your love, but try hard to show the love that God has. Because guess what? That's your first love. So many of our problems today come because we try to show people the unconditional love that only God can give. We can only give that is pretty good most times, but it doesn't give you quite enough. For the people in your life, give them your love, but also show and share and shine the love of our Lord Jesus, because that's the love we have, and that's the love we have in our marriages. Promote that, celebrate that today, and share that with those that you love today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.